time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yocum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of the Villages at Oak Ridge. Tracy Cook is with us, all dressed to the nines and making me look bad. We're on radio, Tracy. You don't have to come full suit and all.
Listen, when I'm with you, I've got to look good, Wayne.
Tracy Cook is the new executive director at the Powerhouse in Washington, just on the job. I shouldn't say new because the Powerhouse is nothing new to Tracy and his wife. You've been involved pretty much in some capacity back when you were a student going to visit the Powerhouse, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, I started going there when I was about 17, started working there around a little bit later, about 6 months later, so, and then worked there for 10 years previously, so, or sorry, 7 years previously.
Now, the Powerhouse has some big things going on, of course, the school year back in full swing, and first off, for parents, it's a place for teens to go after school, safe place to hang out, visit with fellow teens, play games, homework help. You pretty much do it all in there.
We try to, yeah. We try to. It's actually just a really great place for teens to come and engage, and that way seems like whenever people come in there, there's no groups, there's no classes. We just all come in there and get along.
And it's just grown leaps and bounds since its inception, since it started. Everything from basketball to, at one point, they had a wood shop back there. You just basically base it around the students' interest, don't you?
That's right. That's right. Yep.
It's up to the students that attend. If they have an interest and they want to get something going, you never turn down good ideas.
That's right. We're always looking for good ideas. The wood shop is almost back. We're getting it all straightened up and cleaned up. And there's some interest even with the wood shop and the bike shop that we've got, which is a repair shop for bicycles and stuff. And so when there are kids that have interest, we want to try to teach them those life skills. That way they can take them on throughout, after high school even, and maybe even through a career.
We've talked about the teen years, especially middle school, junior high age level. Those are the roughest years, and you find the most trouble happens during those hours right after school when parents are still working to 5 o'clock.
Yeah, they say the most at-risk time, which I believe it is, 3 to 6. And a lot of that's just because, hey, in this day and age, it seems like both parents have to work. And so if they're working, then the kids are usually at home by themselves or something like that, because at that age, they can kind of take care of themselves. And so that is the most at-risk time for kids. So that's what we're there for.
And the Powerhouse gives you that solution. It gives you that source to let the teens go, have fun, and get the help they need. And at the same time, again, be around fellow teens and make new friendships. Now let's talk about what's going on, because this Saturday you got something big planned at the Powerhouse, right?
That's right. It's been 20 years, Duane, since the Powerhouse has started. It started back in 1999, and so we're throwing a 20-year celebration October 19th. That's this Saturday from 5 to 9. We do ask that you bring your own chair. We're going to have some chairs there. Bring your own chair. We're going to have a campfire, turkey strip dinner, and a trip down memory lane. So there's going to be past directors like Dean Loniger, Sean Terry, Barb Knepp, Nathaniel Rainey. They're all going to be there to speak. Also, some past teens that are now adults that have kids of their own or don't. They're going to be speaking. Jeremy Clark is one of them. I know a lot of people know him from Washington. He's actually coming back from Ohio. Live music with some kids who were teens when they started, and now they're adults and have kids. Bays and Friends are going to be playing. So they're getting back together, their quote-unquote reunion tour,
wow.
Right?
Yeah. Just so, for this special event Saturday.
That's right. That's right. So they're going to be playing along with the campfire. It's going to be a good time.
It's just, it's pretty much an informal session to celebrate 20 years of the Powerhouse. And, you know, I remember when the place first opened and the mission those initial investors and those volunteers had for this, and to see it, how much it's grown leaps and bounds over 20 years, it's impressive.
That's right. And our mission really has not changed. It's changed some language, but it has not changed over the years. And again, you kind of hit on it, just a safe place for teens 7 through 12, where we present the love of Christ daily in practical ways. That hasn't changed for all 20 years.
The location, again, for those not familiar?
Is 709 East Main Street, right across from Hudson's, which used to be the old Greenwood store. So please stop on. We're going to be outside. It looks like that there's no rain. It also, just as of yesterday, the burn ban got lifted. We're excited about that so we can have our campfire.
Right.
So it's been good. So we should have some good weather, some good fun, and definitely good fellowship.
And what time, again, does it get started?
5 o'clock till 9 p.m. Again, come and go as you please. Just come and enjoy each other's company and enjoy hearing just a little bit of the history of the Powerhouse.
Celebrating 20 years with the Powerhouse on Main Street, Washington this Saturday. Be there. Be a part of the celebration. Tracy, congratulations on 20 years and best of luck with 20 more plus. We appreciate all the work you guys are doing there and keep up the good work.
Hey, thanks, Duane.
Take Five for your community brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.